Ja, danke.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Us Podcast.
A podcast about us.
It's all of us.
Bro.
And you
Church.
Are currently in level two.
Church!
Hey. Editor Chris, if you could put graphics, do it. If not, fuck it. Whatever. Anyway.
Oh, shit. What did you say?
I was like, Editor Chris, I said, if you can put like cool graphics, do it. I'm like, if you can't, don't worry. I'm not going to get mad.
I do want to see some explosions.
All right. One explosion for peeves.
Right
for the peeves.
One explosion.
Right here.
We have to get this out of the way right now. The mastermind behind the fucking theme song y'all just came from listening to, this is the guy. This is the guy himself.
It's the Us Podcast. Starring Chris Carmona. Yeah.
My favorite part.
Snowbeam, Angel Salinas.
There is a yeah in there.
Genius.
So where did this?
Where did the inspiration come from for that brilliant song? Probably one of the greatest compositions you've ever made.
That's what I'm gonna be known for, man. When I die, that's what I want to be played in my eulogy.
But dude, that's the guitarist friendship and fuck. Yeah, dude, but nah, he fucking wrote the Us Podcast theme for level two, dude.
It doesn't matter after that.
That's fucking sick.
What the fuck is your name, sir?
My name is Piano Black.
This is your camera.
PB.
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 AKA Peter Barker.
Phyllis Bailey from Connecticut.
What other one?
Parker Barker.
Parker Barker.
Parker Barker.
But
I think I said this is right. Penis Bradley.
Penis Bradley.
Penis Bradley.
Penis Bradley better.
But for those who don't know, my actual name is Daniel. Daniel Valle.
As I just learned like a couple months ago, randomly.
Like, who's moment. Daniel? Who's Danny?
Because like, she's like, hey, like, oh, Danny. I'm like, who the hell's Danny? I said it's so rude to you. Who the fuck's Danny? And she's like,
fuck Danny. Who the fuck is that?
I don't fucking like Danny.
Like, how is he in the video all of a sudden? Like, where did he come from?
So, hello, Daniel. And hello.
Vero.
Why don't you have fucking nicknames? You
should have. I've had a couple of artist names.
The Esquinkla.
Veronica. Mala was one a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Mala. I just didn't think I was bad enough.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know about that one. That was new.
Third Eye Tika has been one.
Iced tea, hell yeah.
Iced tea the third. There you go. That's your new name from now on. It's not Barbara Rosa. Yes. Iced tea the third.
Oh, man. Iced tea three. I can see the graphic for that now.
Fuck
oh,
yeah.
Man.
I see the shirts. I see everything. Well, thank y'all. Well, keeping in line with our whole theme of coming to a place where the artist can feels most creative. Most comfortable, most creative. And we wanted to come to, we wanted to step inside their brain. When you meet the artist, like, not only are you get to hear them voice their thoughts and opinions on themselves, their work, but you get to see them within their comfort zone,
exactly.
More or less.
And these two fucking powerhouse of musicians, we're gonna fucking super gas you guys up, you folks up. they are the fucking
woke counter. Let's start that.
The nucleus.
Oh, woke.
The nucleus of a band called Introverted Funk. If you didn't fucking know already,
get on that shit.
Yeah, they're fucking incredible. Me and Chris were working on a video with them, and
yeah,
it's gonna be.
Yeah, we directed. We both directed a segment, and also Red Heart Media, friend of the show, Jessica. Yeah.
Maybe we'll show like little snippets, like boom.
We should
definitely have my footage. So you'll see all the cool car chase stuff.
Yeah, exactly. The fucking nucleus of Introverted Funk, a fucking dope ass band. I think one of the first things I remember asking you to is like, what kind of music do you play? How would you describe your music? So I think that would be a way to start it. How would you describe it?
Who wants to
lately
go first?
We've been just not describing it.
Yeah, you know, it's tough because we go through different sounds, man. Like, originally, like, you know, we started off just writing like 80s inspired funk music, but we do take a lot of influence from like R&B and neo soul. So there's actually, and I was showing you that song just right before we started filming, like that odd metered five, like super relaxed, like super weird song, you know. So like, it's, I don't know what to describe it. I just know that it's music that's coming from the bottom of our hearts, and just, you know, we just wanted to connect with people, no matter where you're from. And that's kind of like the music that I want to represent. So, like, you know, it's going to have a little bit of funk, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of Latin, whatever, because I just try to study all.
Some Latin spice.
You know, a little bit of that in there, you know. I'm like, hell, some Arabic music, why not? You know what I'm saying? Whatever the inspiration is coming from, you know, wherever it's coming from, that's what I'll try to put in the music.
So. I got to say, that's what I really like from the stuff I've been hearing from y'all lately when I go see you live. I really like that it's sort of expanded beyond just what your name is.
Right.
You know, from like the first shows now to like, Beto, you were singing some song on Instagram the other day, and I was really high, and I was watching the video, and I was just like, Beto, this is dope. This should be a music video. Like,
yeah, that was the like, Odd Meter
song.
But then I said,
is this, is this an original? And then you're like, yeah, this is an original. I'm like, whoa, like this, like I wouldn't expect this kind of sound from a band called Introverted Funk. Yeah. So that's really cool.
Don't expect anything is what I should say.
Is that why you said you kind of stopped saying?
Genre? I think because, I mean, for one, I feel like we don't like boxes in general, and
fuck boxes.
Fuck boxes. Fuck
if you're a box. Fuck boxes.
If you're a box, fuck.
If you're a boxer, I respect you.
And
let's
it
go.
Just limits us.
Or if you're moving, maybe we might need them. You might need
okay,
those.
Okay, roll up when we're moving, but otherwise, fuck you. You heard it here first, boxes, bitch.
I had a good.
Damn, a lot of hate towards the boxes. All right.
Yeah, but it's been
boxes.
It's been nice. I mean, some people are just nice to us, and they're like, yeah, you guys are kind of just doing your own thing. And so I've just been kind of running with that.
I literally told Chris right outside before we came in, I was just like, I haven't heard a band like Introverted Funk since, like, in the past or since.
He's like, I've never heard
but
a band sound
like
that.
You can hear all the things you're influenced by, clearly, but I've never heard it done the way it's being done.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
It really means a lot. We definitely want to. Like, the influence to get by is just that we're influenced by is just about pushing our sound, and me myself as a musician just always pushing myself, you know. I still practice my ass off and always try to get better, learn new songs. So it's about pushing the sound, man. That's what all my heroes have done. They just learn from their greats, from their era, and then I'm just doing the same thing. I'm just following what they laid the groundwork, you know what I'm saying? So
the teachers.
So for we know and our friends know. But what most people probably don't know is that y'all are, you know.
Y'all are in a relationship. Are you single? Are you single, either of you? I think the fans want
to
know.
I think the fans would like to know.
We are in a relationship.
Yes, we are.
Dang it. All right, let's close up shop, everybody. Nothing to see here.
Everyone's like, ooh.
They're like, fuck this now.
I'm
like,
out.
Turn off.
Like, all right. I'm not interested.
Everyone's just like.
Beto, not available. PB, not
PB.
Available.
Oh. Parker's not available, goddammit.
Off the market.
Why are you showing me two cool people that can't even date them?
Now you have, we're in a relationship. It's really cool. It's really awesome. It has its ups and its downs, you know, like every other relationship. Maybe a little different because we do make music together, but I think it's really cool because it adds to our art. So,
I would love if Beto's like, I don't think.
No. She like uses this as a platform to like voice an opinion, like Joker status. Just like, actually, I have something I want to say.
Actually, since we're here, yeah.
It's just like TV. Spoiler. We got you, buddy.
Like, baby, this isn't. These cameras aren't even rolling.
This is all just like, hey, bro, like.
I'm about to get Dr. Phil.
We're like,
bro, just fucking toss them out. Let's be real, dude.
Like, put the mic away. Hold on.
No, but we wanted to bring that up because, actually, this was Angel's idea to bring this up because I think, for one, it's kind of interesting. It's an interesting case when you meet bands where people are in relationships. Like, I think Arcade Fire is that way, right? I think when
there's
Butler,
a couple right now. There's the Marias.
Marias, too, as well. Okay, to full transparency, that's actually how we started with this theme.
We were like the Marias. We were trying to think of like a
there's
thing.
There's another Puerto
Marias.
Rican band. I can't remember their name, but there are another couple band too. But it's cool. Love's in the air.
So did either of you?
Ashford and Simpson.
I'm assuming both of you made music before meeting each other.
Yes.
But did you two collaborate musically Did you
their own entities?
Like, did you only collaborate musically when you got together, or did you?
You know what? Together?
No. No, we met each other at a coffee shop. I trained him.
Oh, no way. Hello, sensei.
That was love at first sight, man. Oh. I was like,
the first day?
Yep, the first day.
Oh, it exists. For all the love at first sight
haters. But skeptical, though. Like, we were...
Oh, we both would be like...
Yeah, yeah. We'd be like...
Don't fall in love with me.
Yeah, be single and enjoy. That's the first thing I want to say. But really, it's not necessary. Happiness and relationship doesn't guarantee you happiness. You have to make sure that you're cool
church.
By yourself, you know? Like,
it's
straight
church,
up,
bro.
Man.
Yeah. It's church, for real.
Straight up, like...
For real.
Like, we actually started off as, like, good... Like, friends, man. Like, she actually hit me up one time to do a show with her. And just finding out that we had a lot of things in common, like collecting vinyl, we, like...
So you did play before... Like, before becoming a couple, you played music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And, But I think that was, like, what was really important about it is that, like, just before anything, we were just really comfortable. I was already cool with being on my own, and because I just live with my brothers. And
same, I was really independent.
Yeah.
And
so we
had our own lives.
Yeah, we literally
and
be like
our own separate artists too. So like it's not like a codependency.
Yeah.
Type of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little more when like that you mentioned you were both your separate artists? Like, I guess what kind of an artist were you when both of you met each other?
I was playing I was playing an ambiguous culture at the time with my brother Valle. Drew on the bass too. He was part of that.
Shout out.
Some of these posters up here. Yeah, that one right there. That was the last album that it was, you know, like a 7-song EP that we put out.
Take a video, Chris.
Yeah, ambiguous culture, man. Like straight up, that's what I was doing. And just producing beats and just I was more into the hip hop culture at the time. I've always been a fan of it, but. Do you want me to give you my whole history as a musician? Where it all started?
No, when we first met.
It all began.
1922.
I was a young lad, and then.
All right. Well, I was 5 years old when I first got my guitar.
If anybody's wondering what I was doing there, PB, walk us through your instrument really quick, just so people have a familiarity.
His instruments.
So I don't know if we've ever done it. Like on camera on the podcast, but we.
Yeah. Oh. Oh wait! I got the tube fell off. Hold on.
This is really cool.
Check him out.
Oh, it's the Buzz Podcast, and I hope you're having a good time.
Whoa! Clap! Like adding sound effects. And so we'll imitate PB sometimes, and we'll just be like, "Good morning."
Every time we like how this is how PB is gonna propose to Vero, like, "Vero, will you marry me?
Baby, will you marry me?"
Oh, so sweet.
And then like before you answer,
she's like not even. Like, so what's
your answer?
That'd
be amazing. She's on that show.
Sorry, so from when you all first met, solo artist.
Yeah.
My turn?
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of graphic and collage art at the time too. And I graduated with my degree. I got a BFA in musical theater. So I was doing a lot of theater at the time and I got bored. So I was writing music on my own, but I didn't share it with anybody. Like it was a secret thing for a long time for me.
And was this your first, like, this was your first foray into like music?
I had to beg her to show me.
Well, I was performing since I was a kid, but it was mainly like other people's music.
And did you play any instruments? That's because I was gonna ask. I don't think I've ever personally seen you play.
No, not really. I mean, okay. I don't know.
So when you'd like write songs, did you just?
I was using a drum machine, and I was actually using this guy. So I can kind of play a little bit, but I'm not like I cannot.
You sample too, though. Like.
Yeah, I sample a lot from records.
That's cool. Yeah, because I asked because I remember when I just also so it's helpful for people like who want to get into music too. Because I remember when I first started trying to like you know do this music stuff. Like I couldn't really play much, and so like first to start off with like YouTube beats, and then you just kind of start with little. So I that's why I wanted to ask you because I.
Yeah.
I know PB's like the, you know, like the
he's
guitar.
The
guitar man.
He's the wizard.
And I was curious how you were able to still like create or write your songs like when it was just you on your own? Because I was stuck in that place too.
Yeah, I was using this guy and it has like some drum pads, and then I bought a couple drum old like vintage drum machines. I had like a TR-505 and an HR-16.
On brand her whole life. Vintage everything.
Vintage everything. Yeah.
Analog.
Vintage lamp.
But yeah, I was playing with GarageBand, and then I like upgraded to Logic. And even when I met him, like I thought I was doing okay, but I didn't know shit. Like really, at the end of the day. But
what does that mean? Yeah,
I think in a way that was a good spot to be because you don't care. You know, like you have no like boxes. You
That's
know,
true.
Like
yeah,
you're
yeah.
just creating, and there's no like rules,
expectations,
or expectations. And there was a lot of things that I look back on, and I'm like, I don't know why I cared so much. I should have just like released things, but I don't know. It was just like a personal time for me to find myself creatively.
What did you think of her music when you first heard it?
I thought it was awesome. Some songs have made our set. When we first started playing as Introverted Funk, there was a couple songs that she had completely produced and wrote originally on her own that were in the set. They took them out now, but they're still there though. But I mean, I almost feel like she could even go do her own. I told her sometime, you know, if she ever wants to do her own solo thing, it's totally possible because she does have her own sound that, like, it would be really cool. It's really down tempo, super mellow, airy vocals, like, and awesome harmonies. It's really cool. But
Ice-T the third.
Ice-T the third coming at you.
Right here.
You got that solo project coming soon.
Ice-T the third. Now that you brought it back, it's a solidified inside joke.
Ice-T3.
That's amazing.
Ice-T3.
So Ice-T3. So who proposed the idea to who about, hey, I make music. You make music.
I think
we were jamming
a few times. Well, the first time, our first single we wrote while we microdosed on some shrooms, and then
Wait, what does microdose mean?
It's just like a cap and a stem of mushrooms. You're
not a full eighth. Yeah, it's like. Maybe
so you weren't like fucking losing your mind.
No. It actually is like your endorphins. You feel really good. You don't have a hangover after. I really recommend it. Honestly,
I want to try that.
Mushrooms approved. Veto. And PB also.
I approve.
Yeah. I also approve.
Did your third eyes open?
All the way, man.
I think our third eyes were open before we met each other.
That's true. I mean, it's not the first time I had psychedelics. It was. I just like the smaller dosage because it allows me to be in control. Whereas like I feel like sometimes psychedelics can take you to places where you don't want to be, whereas like microdosing allows you to be in control and be in the moment.
Sick
like,
ass.
Like you're still
you can go to the grocery store. Yes, you know?
I want
to
do that. Like, I'm getting true Samaria. like,
look at this squash right here.
Watch me
like
fucking
that.
Eat them and be like, oh, the stem and the shit. fuck, I ate them all.
Chris is a cookie with them. And he's just like, wait.
Fucking cook them, you bitch. Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, that's and like
I think we had. I mean, we definitely had conversations about it because it's.
We had a few sessions. It was like a few sessions where we were just creating together. Because at that point, we had started. We were dating each other, and then it would just be something that we do randomly. Sometimes we would just cook up, and after a while, it's just certain songs started adding up, and we're like,
these are tight.
We're like, it was pretty cool, man. Would you want to?
Vero just sit there going.
And then that's
like, damn.
Yes. Mm. Kind of
somehow Drew. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And then how did that bad boy come into play?
This?
Because I feel like when I think of Introverted Funk, like that's a huge part of the sound.
Did I buy you the talk box? I know I was with you when you bought the talk box.
How did PB get his voice?
No, because you were using like a vocoder for a long time.
Yeah, I was using a plugin. And
music knowledge time. What's a vocoder?
So a vocoder is a synthesizer that transforms a live signal into essentially a synthesized signal. Like it's like it takes your voice and basically becomes an oscillator. You can turn it into whatever you want. It could be a sine wave, square wave, or whatever it might be. But that's the essential thing that it does.
And what is this tube thing?
So what a talk box does is that this sends a sound into your mouth, and all you have to do is just shape a vowels with your throat, whereas like a vocoder you have to actually
sing
into the mic, and you have to sing as best as you can to make it sound better, whereas like this is more of the sound is just in your mouth. That's all.
Oh, okay. So I'm trying to do it right now. Yeah,
you're not making any noise.
You're like just doing like.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
no like, way. Let's see it
no
again.
No way. No way you can believe it.
Meta, I've never heard you do that.
Can you?
Can you do it?
I can.
Yay! Oh, us podcast good, exclusive. Though. Let's right, do
let's it. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, that was so cool.
Like three notes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hit single.
But that's how it starts, man. Oh, you know? Yeah. But yeah, like it's just you just shape the vowels with your throat. You're not producing any sound.
Interesting.
But with the vocoder though,
I've honestly always wondered. I'm like, what is PB doing? I'm like, is he singing?
One time I accidentally did.
There's this video like the mic was picking up what
we were
was
playing
singing.
Mary Jane by Rick James. We had to put it in our set, and then there's like a part where it goes do ya. So the So it's. I wish I still had the video because it's like it's hilarious, but it's like you literally hear like. It's super goofy because, like, the sound, the note is going into my throat, but my it's like my the sound coming, so it's like it's clashing, but and it's hilarious. Wow. It sounds super goofy. It's like it's super funny.
And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Because she tells me after the show, she's like, "Yo, man, like,
did you hear that?" Like, I was like, "Maybe someone was singing, but it was."
I love that Beto just assumed that it was somebody else fucking up and not PB. She's like, there's no way that was you. Yeah. But that couldn't have been you. You don't
fucking.
Dude,
that person in the crowd was really loud.
Like, you really sucked.
But it, yeah, it just super, it just happened. I laughed so hard because I was like, I guess I was feeling myself so much that I had started producing sound with my throat. So, and that crashing created this really funny, goofy, like, cartoon sound.
You're going to have to recreate it one day.
All right. Maybe I can right now. Who knows?
Oh, shit. That's fucking goofy shit. So whose idea was it to incorporate the talk box into your music? Because like Chris was saying, when I think about introverted funk, that talk box is like a fucking big thing.
Especially when it's an upbeat song. I'm like, oh, here comes TV. He's going to fucking whip out a woo.
you know what, man?
I think that's a part of your style. Yeah. Producing.
It was something that I started implementing into my music. Because like, I don't know. I started diving deep into vinyl and into funk music, and then, you know, listening to Zapp and Roger, and I don't know, like, and just getting into that and just hearing different types of vocoders and talk boxes. I got really interested in it, and I was like, why don't I just get one myself? I really want to do it. I think it super sounds hella awesome, and I started just, you know, using it on produced tracks on other beats. Like, I have other songs before Introverted Funk where I do use talk box, and that does exist.
So. We're talking about relationships, being in a band. Obviously, both of you vibe really well together, or you wouldn't be in a band and a relationship. But you two are so different from each other.
Like,
yeah. Very different. And so, and I'm assuming that difference also, like, kind of seeps into, like, your music and your musical influences. So instead of having you describe yourself musically, how would you describe, like, Vettel musically?
That is a sick question.
I don't know where Angel whipped that out.
That's a great question. I think it's your finest moment
of the season, by far.
Let's see. Vettel to me is like... She's small but mighty. You know what I'm saying? It's like something that you just wouldn't expect out of a person that, like, oh, man, she's a singer and a performer, and when she gets on stage, she's going to get down. And I think, because most of the time we roll around, I'm usually more of the extroverted one. Like, I'm like, wow, well, you know, yeah, church, whatever, you know?
Like, imagine he stops using his voice. He's like, listen. And he's like, I like to have fun. I know I say church.
I'm like, but just so you know.
This is how I really talk.
So on the inside, but it's really cool, and I think it's amazing that. But I see her influences, especially coming from a musical theater background. When she goes on stage, she owns up to it. She owns up to being there, and I think that's what's really cool. I mean, that's what I see, like small in stature, but mighty in size when you see it in person.
Mighty mouse.
I have to agree. Yeah, that was one of the first things I said. Like,
fuck.
I'll let the audience laugh track. Commence.
One for me.
And, you know, like, they wait. So anyway, what I was saying. No, I was saying, like, when I first met, like, started seeing, like, y'all perform. I think the first time we ever met Introverted Funk was at Marty's in Newport in Orange County.
Wow, that was like our second.
Wait, your second show?
Yes, you were.
I was there.
I don't know if that was the day. No, it was. That was the first time we ever went to that spot where we saw that lady kick the window of that place.
No, we didn't see that. You saw me play with Cherry Wine that night.
That's when we met you two.
Like, that's when we met y'all.
Oh, I see.
I remember that.
I think the first time we saw Introverted Funk might have been at that bar. Was it your birthday?
Was it East Side Love or? Yeah.
Was her birthday party the first time we saw?
Or was it at your guys' place?
Or was it?
Yes, that's the first time I've seen you
play at my house. Casarama, duh! Wow.
And I wasn't even out there, but that was the first time I've seen.
Because we got introduced to you two like at that show, and the fucking lady kicked away. So for context, there was a show one time, and we're all just getting high outside, and then this drunk ass lady gets kicked out of the bar, and she like starts calling the security guard like a fat ass all this shit.
And we're out there, we're minding our business, but we notice the commotion.
And then everyone like once she says like fuck you fat piece of shit, everyone's like yo, whoa, come on.
And then it started like just like yo, and then instigator me, I was like boo. And then I heard the whole crowd just like boo. And then from like just like calling like hey, that's not cool, like we're all booing her, she gets pissed,
she lifts her fucking leg and just kicks with her heel this glass window like with one kick, shatters it completely. And we're all like
I think we all ran.
No, we all dispersed, we ran, the cops are coming, it's time to go, guys.
We're put that bowl out and then we're out. All right, guys, it was nice to meet you guys. We're going home now. I think right after that happened, everybody dispersed. Yeah, we all knew the cops were coming.
Well, all that to say, the first time I met Veto, I thought, yeah, like, met her and then saw her perform was, yeah, it is that even now, just. When you talk to Veto, she's very chill, very cool, very friendly.
As
but then up there, she's just like deep in my emotions. It's like it almost looks like she's like ready to like musically like kick your ass.
But she won't. But you can tell she could.
She can, but she won't. So Veto,
there you go. I hope you like that.
I do. That was a good answer. Thanks.
Now let's see.
So what is the exact question again?
It's like, how would you describe him musically?
Musically.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Yes.
Damn, that's heavy.
Can't confirm.
Yeah, it's like he is so dedicated to music. It's like not only like just being his partner, but like also just being his roommate is extremely inspiring. He inspires everybody around him. He's like an encyclopedia for like all types of things, and inspires people to keep like the momentum going as a musician. So. I'm really grateful that I get to be here. In that,
damn
time. Yeah. The other day,
EB.
Yeah.
EB.
EB.
The other day, I was like, he was rehearsing for Selena for Sanctuary, which is like, I'm very grateful that I get to like just be here and like in the bedroom, and like he's like rehearsing things, and I just like. I was emotional, but I was fucking crying. I was just like, this is so beautiful.
We're playing Dreaming of You.
Yeah, dude, that song kills me too.
Yeah.
That song is.
And he thought I was like being like an asshole, like, and like fake crying. Like, you're acting. Like,
I'm really moved. Fuck you. I'm leaving. Yeah.
I'm getting the fuck out of here, you fucking liar.
Yeah. Crass ass. Yeah. So yeah, he's awesome. Everyone who works with him will say like it's a pleasure to work with him.
Yeah, dude. I mean, speaking from experience too. Like, okay, so right before we dropped our first episode for the season, Angel and I had everything ready to go. We had everything good, and we're like, shit, we need a theme song. The people that we were trying to reach out like didn't respond to us. Like, hey, we should ask PV. Like that'd be fucking sick if he could like help us out with that. It was his birthday party. I see him. We fucking celebrate. And then before I go, I'm like, oh, wait.
I remember, to be honest.
I know. I was like, no, me too. I'm surprised I remember because I was about to say, later, BB, fucking party. Oh,
Before I go.
Wait. And I was like, wait. Sorry, I have to ask. I was like, can you help us with this theme song? And within like 2 days, I'm in Long Beach with my girlfriend. And then PB's like, here you go, man. I hope you like it. I fucking played in the cart. And I couldn't believe, I was like, what the hell? Yeah. And like we heard from Chrisole, like when she heard it too, she wanted a fucking jacket
fucking
too.
Ass,
so
we fucking see you, asshole.
Rematch.
Fuck you.
Rematch, girl. It's not over.
It's ours now.
It's our song. But yeah, no. I was so inspired by it. I'm like, dude, how did P bust this down in like two days' time?
I was just like, fuck you, PB. I told you too.
It wasn't even 2 days. I think he worked on it for like 3 hours.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck you, you asshole. How'd you make something this dope? Like, so
thanks,
quickly?
Man. Dude, it was really cool. It was really fun. I was just inspired by my experiences with you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, that was just another thing too. Like, Angel told me this before. I didn't catch this, but I really appreciate, respect, and admire how generous you are. For just someone that like has not known us that long. I remember you told, or at least Angel, you were telling me that one time PB was just offering like, hey man, if you ever want to take guitar lessons.
Remember I was telling you like, oh yeah, one day when I have a show like and I need some, like my actors need to learn fucking guitar and shit, I'm going to get you to do it. And then you're like, oh, that's cool, man. If you ever want to learn how to play guitar, I'll teach you for free. It's all good. And I was like, what the fuck?
Well, when I like someone and then when they enter my circle, you know, and they enter that threshold of like, okay, I can trust you, you know. And I don't know, I'm very giving and I'm very open. A lot of things that I've done in my life that I don't expect anything in return out of anybody. If I'm gonna do something for you, I don't expect you to fucking do it back for me. Like, that's just how I am. That's how my mom's raised me to be. Like, just do good, and then, you know, it always comes back. And then in the future, like for the video, for instance, like exactly. My homie Pat from Cloud House, that fool lent us his space for free, you know what I'm saying? Hooked it up. I did work with them years ago, you know, giving my time, you know, and all that. There's been a lot of, from where I'm at now, there's been a lot of investment, you know, and like, just giving my time away, you know, like, but I just have to trust that, you know, just the universe will take care of me, man.
Speaking of the video, fucking, I want to say right here, Vettel, fucking
the
monster,
mastermind, the
fucking
mastermind
monster of like a producer of just,
oh
like,
yeah, dude, she's a killer producer. Like if you like just like get bored of music, you're gonna fucking make an excellent Hollywood producer.
She got so like,
I can't,
we haven't really talked about this music video, and I guess we will now. Like the idea we had, well, we'll be vague because we want to keep it a surprise, but the ideas we had were so fucking big. We met, when did we start meeting, like July?
Maybe before.
I think it was June. Like right in spring, like right at the end of spring, like Mayish, and then.
That sounds right. Because I started my job in Beverly Hills around the time that we started.
Yeah, we started meeting up.
So, and no, that had to be July.
We'd like meet up weekly. We just talk.
It was the fucking best. I just want to say it was like the best time of like, just like idea workshop.
Yeah,
the
honestly.
Smoothest production fucking ever. Because everyone was just on the same page, and only because I'm a burp. I haven't done one of those in a while.
That's true.
Level two shit. Lowering my burps.
I don't know how to burp, guys.
What do you mean?
This is a real
really
thing.
Don't.
She cannot command burp.
What do you do?
You
it
just
hurts.
Go.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just hurts. That sounds awful. Dude, imagine every time she has a soda. So that's why I don't drink
like
soda.
That's how my insides are at all times.
like the Tom and Jerry scream.
Yeah. Ah! Oh my god!
Sorry.
Yeah. So okay.
Backtrack.
Yeah, it was such a cool pre-production. Like we were talking about all these big ideas, and then there was a lot of hesitancy in the beginning. Like, what if we can't execute them? We'll be like,
Do you really want to do that? Do you really want to? Oh shit, that's a lot.
And it was like, you know what? Like, we'll find creative ways around it, and like, we did.
And Beto knew exactly what the fuck she wanted, so it was easy to be like, yes, no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you just like fucking keep fucking gassing you up, dog. Very quick on getting just like what we needed.
Absolutely.
Like, I remember the day of filming, you're like, we should get a VHS. Like, we should do a VHS thing. I'm going to go get it. And then like, boom, 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 boom. And then you fucking film something.
Okay, and then not just like, oh, I'm just going to go like into my backyard and just quickly shoot it. Like, it was, like, I remember I said,
Shout out
this
Red
is
Media.
Fucking beautiful. I said, when did you guys film this? Like, a couple weeks ago? Like, no, like,
today.
I was like, today? What the fuck? And you'll see it. When the music video comes out, like, it's...
It was really fun.
It was
a
cool
good
VHS
time,
shot.
Yeah.
That was my first ever music video. So, like, the whole experience was stressful, but also really fun. And just, I got to create in a way that, like, I've never been able to do before. And so,
the
like,
car.
The fact that it happened, I mean,
Oh, the car. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the car.
How did you, like, the fact that Vettel made a car, like, this really cool, what was it again?
SV1, the Bricklin.
The Bricklin. Yeah.
Vettel just fucking, she manifested.
Yeah,
she
again, like, him and I are similar, we're similar in the way that, like, we're kind to our friends. If we have a skill, like, it's not just our own, we like to share however we can help.
Absolutely. And everybody's got to be on.
Yes. Like, put each other on, like, not just yourself. And yeah, so it was a favor of a friend that I went to college with, that I used to sing with, and it was her father-in-law's, and I had post something, and she was like, oh yeah, here you go. So
I have the perfect car. It's like, wow. It's like,
it was literally perfect. Mm-hmm.
And I think it was, a lot of it was because there's just so much, there was just so much good energy. There was no egos. I think everybody, we all knew, like, there was no, like, I have to.
The biggest ego, and this is something that we learned recently, is like, the biggest ego has to be the project. It has to be the song.
That's what matters the most.
Absolutely.
It has to be,
we were just gassing up the project. Not like, nice, like, as if this is cool for the fucking video, like, let's throw that in.
Exactly.
Always remember that. If you're ever stuck on anything creative, whether it be a song or a painting,
check yourself. Maybe it's your ego, like, that's getting
the
in the
project,
way.
The song, or whatever it might be. Wise words from Terrace Martin, who's one of my favorite producer musicians.
But boom. But yeah, dude. For it being your first video, such a fucking natural.
Thank you.
Like, so good at just fucking, not just performing, but, like, all, like, Vettel was doing double duty, being, like, producing this shit and being in it. All that fucking makeup.
I just have to not say anything.
So we reverse a lot of information that we don't want to get out on the show. It's like a little fun gimmick. So that'll be the one. Remember that.
But there has to be a couple every episode just to have you shouldn't have said that. So can you two talk a little more about egos, since you mentioned it? Like, I mean, as musicians, I mean, I mean,
we all have artist temperament.
Yeah, we all do.
Something
that
we deal
so
with.
So how do you balance that? Because it's like two superpowers in the same fucking room. I'm assuming you'd clash.
And if I could, like add some more sauce to that question. So like how do you handle with, like, getting frustrated as bandmates, because you're like, you know what, like, fuck this, like, we're taking a break, and then you fucking, like, leave the practice room and then straight to the bedroom. Yeah, yeah, it's like together.
You go sit in the bathroom.
You know what?
How does that work? Like, I'm genuine, like, I really want to get into the mechanics of it.
I think,
you know what, man, we don't really
we don't
we have disagreements, but nothing like we're like, fuck this!
We don't ever let it get that. There are times, fuck this keyboard. Definitely times where we disagree. Like, this recent song, we were disagreeing about something, and I don't know. We just talk it out, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm usually right, though.
Talk it out. Try it out.
Shots.
And Phoebe's like, yeah.
Yes. I don't know, like, cause I'm not. Something that I've definitely, and I've always tried to change, because my mom, she suffers from a lot of anxiety, is like yelling. My mom, something that my mom used to do a lot was, like, when she'd get mad, she'd, like, start yelling. And part of being Latino,
yeah.
You know, like, I put my shoes on, like, hijo puta, de la tierra, que estás aquí. I was like, mom, like, you know, like, so something that, like, and just with past relationships in life before, I've worked in fucking rugged ass places, man. I've done hard labor in my life and shit. So, and I've had bosses that, like, literally, like I would get to yelling, you know, like, to try to get something done. And I was just like, and after that, you know, there's something that happened many years ago. Then I'm just like, you know what? Nothing gets done like this. Like, you just end up hot-headed. And, like, I quit that job, though. I was like, that one specifically, I was like, one of those, like, fuck this, man. I'm gonna continue my shit as a musician. Like, I literally, like, I was arguing about where this table needed to be for this production that we were doing. And then we were just arguing. He wanted it, like, 3 inches that way, and I wanted it 3 inches over there. Arguing about something that was fucking. And, like, I was like, man, fuck this. So I got threw the fucking keys at him. I'm out. Stormed out that bitch, you know. And then just, like, it was an empowering moment for me, just because I was like, man, fuck this. You know, I'm not like. But because I worked for a factory called CRNA right there. It's in downtown LA, and we did large signs and stuff. And I ran these this Colex machine. It's really cool, man. Super high tech, cutting all types of material and any large signs that you see throughout the city. Like, that's what I would work on. And
sounds like very interesting work,
but boring as fuck too. That's why I quit.
You fucking joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it was also boring.
Yes, and if I wasn't clear, I didn't like it.
Just so you know. But
you never get like super heated.
Yeah, and even when I'm working with different musicians and all that, like it's just one of those shit just doesn't get done once you start yelling. Like, to have a disagreement with somebody, I've just known, like I said, from other leaders that I know in my life, like, yelling just doesn't do anything. And even past relationships before, like exes ago, you know, like the person I was with, she would yell, we would get yelling arguments, like, this does nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're just wasting all this energy and like nothing gets done. So,
yeah, I've never heard you yell, Vettel.
I do.
It's like fun fact
I do. We don't really yell like that, but when it comes to disagreements, I don't know, I feel like we make it work.
Yeah, we make it work.
You know what? It's funny that you said you're like, I'm usually right though, because like in
during whoa.
Yeah, he didn't hear that. Wait, he didn't even hear that.
I didn't hear that part right now.
Here's my experience with that little nugget of information. Like during pre-production of the music video, PB would get carried away sometimes with some big ideas, and he'd just be like, oh, what if we did boom, boom, boom? And then Beto's just like, I don't know if we can do all that. And then BB's like, I'd be sick though.
Dude, facts. Dude, BB had some of the coolest ideas. I'm like, damn, BB, like, I'm on that energy, but like also I kind of just want to like just shoot some.
But also cool, like, we already have like a treatment, yeah, you know, yeah, like also, it's kind of like far left.
We're kind of shooting tomorrow.
And he's like, yeah.
He's like, we can't add in another car chase.
Come on.
He's like, my homie has another car. So I felt that energy, but
yeah. I am just, usually
like,
right.
The anchor. I feel like you're kind of the anchor.
I feel that way.
I'm definitely a little more in the clouds, but
I'm the one that like checks the list down, okay, I guess.
You're like,
yeah.
Do we have this? Good. Do we have this? Good. And you're like, my guitar. She'll
literally be like, when I have other gigs, she'll be like, don't forget your shoes. Like, huh? You need your dress shirt. Like, don't forget your guitar. Nah, man. But I mean, I think it's really cool. It's like we're like yin and yang, and it works. We bounce stuff off of each other all the time. You know, like we're two different people, but like we make it work. Like I said, even disagreements, man, that we just don't get into. Like even when in front of our band, like we'll have a disagreement then and there, but we don't get into this like you fucking piece of shit, you sound like shit, you know, like yeah. That's not, to me, that's just not professional. Yeah. It's like, it's not cool.
Absolutely.
And whoever I'm going to work with, I'm never, like if you do something, for instance, erroneously when I'm working with you, I'm not going to fucking belittle you. Because I work with people like that, and
never do that.
Yeah. Can't stand those people.
And so I think a big part of why we wanted to come and have a chat with y'all and be in your space and have people get to know more about you before anything more is dropped is because at the moment there isn't terribly, there's only one single.
There's nothing really.
There's one single. But we've pretty much, we've just been stockpiling and writing a ton of music.
Yeah, you're moving into your level two. That's why we want to talk to you. Because we feel like y'all, not only like is it such an interesting dynamic, like, you know, just the two of you working together, but also like, a lot of people don't know that you have a lot of things in the vault.
Yeah, like if you haven't seen them live, you don't know what they sound like.
Like I know all their songs because I've seen them so much, but I realized people probably like, I've never heard any of these songs.
Yeah, when they play up to the shows, they're like you just have. I remember one time there was a show where somebody was like, oh, you just have one song, man. I just heard that one song, and I had to come tonight. You know, but but there's plenty of music in the works.
I kind of like that we are known for our live performances, which is
that's
pretty
important
cool.
To me,
yeah,
like, as a musician,
that is something that both of us were just like. It sucks when you have a favorite song and you go see that performer and you're like, meh.
Oh man.
So that was something that for both. I mean,
I've seen that in my
life
too many times.
Two different avenues, but it's important for us to be good at both. If that makes
that's
sense.
Cool. That's cool that y'all strive for that, and it is so nice. Again, this is the whole point of the podcast. It is so nice that right now, in 2019 and October, we live in a time where right now y'all are just known for how fucking good you are live. Mm-hmm. Nothing's dropped yet as far as this video is being recorded.
So how do the conversations about live performances go? Like, what do you talk about? What's important to you two in a live performance?
You know, man, it depends on where we're going to be performing at. Because
it really is show by show basis.
Yeah. Like, for instance, I like Arcus, like a couple weeks ago, we had to do a stripped down set. That one we did with the Beats. We did a cover of Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs in that one. But that one's like a super down tempo, very like we didn't do it like the way they do it. I have a different arrangement for it. So, but next
tomorrow, for
Dia de los Muertos on the 26th at the Fairplex, we're gonna have a little funk medley. Like it's really cool. We do have like a soul medley that we have with one of our songs already. But now we're going to do this little funk medley. We're going to put in a Fatback track in there, a really cool funkadelic song.
Some of our favorite vinyls.
So it just all depends, man.
Some of you funk heads.
Yes.
You'll appreciate that.
But, hopefully.
But it all depends. It all depends on what the show is going to be calling for. Because sometimes we get hit up for 30 minutes, and then sometimes it'll be an hour. For the hour ones, that's where we bring out like all types of sounds and you know, little cool things and songs.
But yeah, I feel like, well, that another thing that like what brought us close as friends is that I could go to a show by myself. Like I enjoy going to see live performances and live music. And I think that's why we continue to stay out here.
Nothing more than, especially with the genres of music that like, I remember we tripped out when we went to go, we both saw Hiatus. We didn't know each other at the time, actually. We were at a Hiatus Coyote show together. Just in different parts of the room. You know, but like.
And your destinies were
I think it might have been cemented that night, you know. But that was one of my favorite
shows. You're probably
the
tall guy in front of me that I couldn't see over.
Oh, damn.
This fucking guy.
This bitch.
I was smoking Matt Blunts, so I would have smoked you out. Because whenever I'm in those pits, I take Blunts with me and like I'm going to smoke with you, you know. I'm going to be like, here.
Hide the shit in your hair.
You know, oh, yeah, hair. Dude, at the time, you know, my hair was a little short, so I had to put it in my shoe. So there's
pull up a picture of PB of young PB right here.
Oh, dude!
I know exactly the picture of you.
Yes, Creator Chris, get on it.
Oh man, I could give you a few, dude.
Yeah. I need to see some baby Venom. Nah, baby Venom's cute, so it's not funny.
That's true. It's not funny. It's like, oh, great. She's always been beautiful. Awesome.
Not true. I deleted all those photos.
You're like, as far as you know, I have always been beautiful. Yeah. That face is gone. There's no hidden MySpace.
I hope that's gone forever.
Go find it.
Yeah, if you could find it, you're going to find like, I think that was like when I first graduated high school. So there's like dancing on tables, pictures, first drunk, underage.
There's vintage.
Yeah.
Y'all have seen Veto. I missed out when Veto was just.
Oh yeah, we got ratchet.
Let's tell the story. I think that should be our closer.
Now we got ratchet that night. That was awesome.
We had a good time. That doesn't happen a lot, but.
Oh yeah, we got inner rachetas in us. Like,
we just go to this bar and then fucking Veto starts dancing on the table and I'm.
Novocaine,
like,
shout out.
No, yeah, shout out Novocaine for letting that happen. And then Veto pumped the other people that we were sitting with, and they were like, "All right, I'm gonna fucking get ratchet too," and everyone just had a fucking good ass time.
Oh no, we've had plenty of ratchet moments even without you guys, just so you know.
Dude, fucking,
it's been in us our whole lives.
Yeah, it's
in their blood. The ratchetness is in their blood.
You throw on a YG song, I don't know, man. Who knows what might happen? You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
Oh no.
But you know though. But in the archives, I'm sure there's a. Yeah, if you go on YouTube, there's a death metal video of me playing out there.
Oh, there is.
Oh, we've seen it twice.
I've shown it to you guys.
We've seen it a lot of times, actually.
You like, still watch it.
You're like high key proud of that video.
Yeah, you are. You're like
hey, you ever seen this embarrassing video of me when I was young?
It's like, I suck. I really suck.
That's me in the
shadows. I don't suck. I'm playing trash. And like, all the real guitar players out there don't know if that shit's trash. They will know.
But like, look at, glance your eyes over at PV while you're watching the video. He's just like, probably like,
but that's where it started, man. Like,
yeah, dude, the roots are so important.
Those jams in my homie's attic, man. Shout out to the old homies from then, you know.
Shout them out.
Fucking Oscar, Eric, the homie Edgar. Actually, Edgar Hernandez from Earth Thorough. Old good homie of mine. Shout out to him, man. So if it wasn't for those fools, I wouldn't have started playing music and got into where I'm at now.
All right. Well, we're wrapping this shit up right now. This is... Dude, time flew by so fucking much just because...
I know. I was like, we could talk some more.
Yeah. Okay, a three-hour podcast? Let's do it. Yeah, y'all are super easy to talk to. If you can't tell, like, look how comfortable we are. Like, imagine creating in this space.
Hey, look, they have their own mic set up. Like, this, we're right now, like, I think, like, this all happened serendipitously. I will admit, I fucked up a little bit on my end.
Chris is like, okay, we have one mic and nothing else.
But look how beautifully it all turned out.
We get these fucking
tie-dye socks. Like this, I think this is a perfect
rep. Did you make these?
I did make them. Shit. My family and I, like, we had a bonding, like, tie-dye party.
Like, high key. They also smell nice. They smell good. Really nice. I was like,
are
like
if used? You guys
do the episode, I'm just like, yo, these like Ikea's on really nice.
You gotta give us that fabric software.
For real. What was I saying?
I don't know. I don't know where you were going.
Serendipitous
mistake.
Like right now we are in the world. Like this is what I said before, but right now we are in the world of Introverted Funk. And I think I'm really excited that we get to drop this interview because again, like I said, no EP music yet has been, or music videos have yet dropped, but there's a lot of big things in the work. I mean, the music video we did, again, I don't want to like say too much, but Jesus
Christ.
It's going
to fucking change the goddamn
like,
game.
I also just want to say too, like, as a director, it was just so easy to, like, all I had to do, all me and actually Oscar had to do, Oscar, yeah, who
Oscar.
Right
here.
Oscar fucking shot this.
You can't see him, but he's sitting down reading Stephen King's It. Like a studious.
Yeah, I know. He's reading it while we're doing this episode. I think we're in a room full of geniuses, y'all. Like seriously, like the video's sick.
Podcast and murderous clowns.
The energy behind all this art is sick, and I just love that. I don't know. I love that we're talking to you before any of this drops. Yeah. It's really exciting.
Real Chris fans know Chris loves the idea of like what like the be like what.
The unknown is the best, man. It's exciting.
Discovery. I think ever since I started, origins. I think ever since I started, even just with like my first movie, I loved discovering people. Because at first you think, oh, I can't get fucking Leonardo DiCaprio in my movie. That sucks. But like, but how about discover?
I mean, shoot for the stars, man.
Yeah, no, it's not. But how about discover your own? You know, like I've really come to appreciate in my life learning like just discovering new people and cure and like nurturing people, like, even though they don't have fucking millions of followers. Like, no, like, nurture those artists. Like, I think that goes for anybody. I think if you have a friend that's an artist that just does just dope work but doesn't necessarily have the numbers or even, like, the people paying attention, repost their shit. It literally takes nothing. Like, I've learned to push myself to do that more. And with this podcast, I mean, we've talked to people that have already been established. We're already well on their way. And y'all, I mean, we're not even really giving you much because y'all are already well known within your group of friends and even just in the scene. But what I'm honored to do is that I want this to be my equivalent of like reposting an Instagram post on my story.
You,
like,
yeah,
like with the Us Podcast, like we're kind of like letting people like, hey, like these put your eyes on
it's
these.
Like, we can't tell you why yet, but do it. Fucking put this shit.
We're
on
also
the
really
radar.
Bad with social media, so like.
But if any of you social media people out there want to help these fools out, there you go. You just in search of.
It's a fun aesthetic.
Yeah.
So to wrap this video up, basically wrap this episode up. I don't know why I said video. But since this episode was about couples, dealing with being a couple and being creative partners as well, what are some advice to those couples out there that want to create together?
But are too hesitant or scared. They're like, what if?
Or like some things.
I mean,
like
it's every couple is different and my happiness definitely looks different than other people's happiness. Mm-hmm. But have patience, be open, honor yourself, honor your creativity. And I think the reason why we respect each other is because we're open as artists, you know, like they're, like, we love this project, but it's not just this project. It's just we respect each other as artists. So just always do that and be true to yourself. Anything that you have to add?
Yeah, she pretty much summed it all up. Like Tupac says, all good things come to those who stay true. So that's pretty much all
you
can
do. Yeah, be true.
Honor yourself. Have integrity. Keep being honest. And that energy will keep reciprocating itself. You know what I'm saying? Laws of attraction. It's all you can do. Be respectful of one another.
It doesn't cost to fucking think good thoughts, to love yourself, to believe in yourself, and just to be like, it can only get better and better and better.
Keep your egos in check.
Yes, absolutely. That's a huge thing for sure.
But I think that's pretty much it. Just being transparent, man. Like, I think that's like the biggest thing is that like if we disagree with something, we say it. Like we're like, yo, that riff,
like
I'm not
that.
Really feeling. Or like, or that sample, or like, she's like, no, I don't like the sample that much. I don't like this drum beat. That snare is not, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But I like it.
Yeah, that does happen. That
does happen.
But
for sure.
But you have to. But it's better to be honest than to not communicate that. And I think that's just with every artist in any group or in anything. It's whoever you work with. You have to be honest. You have to tell them straight up. Otherwise, things like resentment and all that bullshit builds. You know what I'm saying? So. That's the main thing. Stay true, man.
And that right there is true genius. Learning how to communicate. That's all it takes. It doesn't matter musically. You could be a fucking musical genius. If you're an asshole, if you're someone that pushes people up, that's like, no.
If you block yourself from the world.
You're not going to get anywhere. Doesn't matter how talented you are. It's about this. It's about keeping this clean.
You got to be fucking nice. You got to be fucking organized. You got to communicate. You got to be...
And just good vibes, dude.
Yeah.
You got to be a good person.
There's a way to have... good vibes and be stern as well.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, just pretty much as every us podcast pretty much ends with just smoke weed. Just smoke weed.
Dude, that's the real level too.
That's real level too. That's we're in a higher level than y'all.
You could.
Are we gonna smoke on the S podcast?
Let's do a live smoke.
Okay, yes, let's do it. We'll take a smoke and we'll take a quick break.
We had a whole 420 episode.
Hell yeah! All right, so let's break. Let's take a quick break and
we're done. We're just gonna this is probably gonna be B-roll of us smoking. We're done. So while Veto sparks up, we're gonna say our goodbyes. Thank you again to Peter Barker and Ice-T the Third,
IT3PB.
It's a rap group. Veto's great.
You again.
I can't wait to rap. It's gonna be the best.
Introverted Funk. Follow him on Instagram. Listen to him on fucking.
Yeah, give him y'all's personals plugs. Go for it.
Introverted Funk. It's everything from the .com to the Instagram to Facebook, mm-hmm. Introverted Funk. So mm-hmm. I got to look up.
YouTube, everything. Our one single is called Introverted Funk.
It's literally Introverted Funk.
It's literally impossible not to find them. Yeah. So if you are making up excuses, I will personally come to your house and fuck your mother.
Man.
Someone's mom's gonna be like,
I condone. I'm not against that. I am not against that.
And I did it. This is for my homie Veto.
No, not my mom.
I don't know why I said that, but anyway, thank you all for your time. Seriously. Yeah. All
right, everybody. Goodbye. That was another episode of the podcast.
It's the Us Podcast.
Oh shit, we got a Veto version.
Oh, dude, featuring Veto.
Starring Chris Carmona. Starring Angel Selena.
Because even when we lose, we win. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
So we're back real quick.
We had a quickie. We're not done yet.
Okay. A real quickie story. So Veto, before we started filming, was telling us about her history as a Psy impersonator. For people that don't know who that Psy is.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Dude, I straight up learned the dance because I had to do a parody of it. But anyway.
Oh, man.
So walk us through.
Walk you through.
So I know you weren't a sign person. I wrote it that way in my notes just to be funny. Walk us through the story.
So I had just, because we were talking about school and because Angel's in college. And I was talking about how when I first graduated college, I was I had a lot of anxiety. And so one of my first jobs I was a waitress in Beverly Hills. There's a little hair in my face.
Humble beginnings.
And still, but at the time, I was kind of, I would say, when I was 18, I had, a bigger ego than I had to, knock that shit up. Honestly. Yeah,
I was such a shit at 18. Yeah, Andrew can testify.
I did everything. I'm going to be, I'm going to be famous soon, It's going to just happen. I got my degree.
That's so me.
Soon. None of that happened, and everything just felt like shit, and I was broke, and I was waitressing, and at this, it was called Bibigo. It was a Korean restaurant in Beverly Hills, and Psy at the time was their sponsor. So they literally had mirrors in front of the restaurant, and they put his face there. He was just everywhere in the restaurant. And so that
I love that gold that's God, I really lived through this.
This sounds like an SNL skit.
That's rough. That's rough, man.
And I was auditioning and nothing. I wasn't in a show. Just nothing was aligning. So at the time, they thought it would be awesome for them to make these masks, these face masks of him. And so anytime it was someone's birthday, we'd have to fucking go out as Psy and sing happy birthday and do the fucking dance. And I just was super emotional. And I definitely cried behind the mask singing happy birthday to somebody.
During?
Yeah.
So just during fucking Oppa Gangnam Style.
Okay. What is my life?
Okay. So that's a funny line, but I really want to ask, what do you think made you cry in that moment? What were you thinking?
My ego was so big. I can't believe.
You felt you were above it? I don't want to answer your question before you answer. Sorry.
Not above it. I was so controlling of like, and that's something like now that I'm really just trying to let go and allow life to just unfold.
Yeah.
Because I think at the time I had planned everything. I wrote everything down and I just expected life to just kind of pan out the way that I intended it to be. And it wasn't until like my mid 20s that I realized like all the good things that I had no control over. All of the good things that came in my life like was not something that I had planned. So I had to let that shit go. But
whoa.
Yeah.
All that from an Oppa Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
See what you did, Sai, you fuck.
No,
it's a good thing. It was a good thing. Yeah.
You fucking genius.
You motherfucking genius.
I take that back.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That was an interesting time. Yeah, that was like before I was writing any music. I was just strictly doing theater and auditioning.
And then Vero had that fucking biopic moment where she like takes the fucking mask off in the locker room and she's just like looks at herself in the mirror and she's just like, what the fuck?
Someone comes to her dressing room like, hey, Vero, you're out in 2 minutes. And then she's like, when I go out there, can you introduce me as Veronica Rosa?
Like she's just like smoking a cigarette and they're like, Vero, it's time. And she just fucking slips the sign.
She looks to herself and then with subtitles, Oppa Gangnam Style.
Hey, that's a good one.
Vero, for the fans, can we get an Oppa Gangnam Style dance? Please.
Oh, shit.
How does it even go? Like, it's...
I'll do it with you if you have it.
Go.
So it's like, hey,
like,
let me there. Whoa.
Oh.
Dude,
Chris. Hey. Holy shit. There you go. Now you have, if you ever wanted.
Sorry.
The official way was the.
Oh, damn.
Two of us having flashbacks.
Oh, man. You're about to give her nightmares later, dude. Oh, no.
I'm going to find the picture and send it to you guys.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
I want to see what a Psy mask looks like. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris. Chris, thanks for listening to another fucking awesome episode of the Us Podcast.
Level 2.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at AngelEyeSalinas_.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Us Podcast and check out our YouTube channels because we really need that support from y'all right now.
Listen to us on Spotify, listen to us on Apple Music, listen to us on Stitcher, literally anywhere you can get your podcasts.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.
Whoa!
I'm back, baby! Just kidding. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.